You know, we've just got to be so careful with our words. There's been a lot of prophetic words that go through churches, but there's prophetic words that people are putting out there that we have to be so careful in what we say. The enemy has got, it's like a whirlwind of negative words the enemy is using right at this moment against the church. He wants the church to be pulled down. And we have to be so careful in this hour of what we say. That we don't curse ourselves, we don't gossip, we don't slander. I got growled at the other day, didn't I, Robin? Because I would say, my anchor losing. And she said, that is not your anchor losing. You just say, the anchor losing. So I said, God, forgive me. So it doesn't belong to me, it's going. And so we claim things in the spirit over us, don't we? And I think, people, I like words of wisdom coming on you so you don't curse yourself. I just, has anybody spoken over themselves? You know, I was going through a tough time in my second marriage and it was awful. And I'm just saying, Lord, just take me. Just take me into glory. I don't want to stay here anymore. I sat in my bed, come on, take me, take me. I'm ready, put my arms up. I want to go. But he didn't take me. And then I had to... And then I had to say, God, I am so sorry that I wanted to die, because I want to live, I want to do great exploits. I want to live to 100 doing the will of the Father. So if anybody has cursed themselves or death wish over yourself, I want to break it right now, because honestly it stops you walking in the Spirit of God. We have to be careful what we say. God wants to give you life abundantly. He said you're not going to die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And even when we've been claimed with sickness, we don't have to take that. Do we, Doris? No sickness. No sickness. Because we're going to live. So if anybody, you don't have to stand, but I really want to break it. Even suicidal thoughts. And you might think, why do you bring this? If you want to stand, sweetheart, it'll come up here. We'll really get that off you. Come on, get it. We'll get it off. I love honesty. But I tell you what, when you pray for young people, there are so many that want to die. Come on, we're going to break it. It's awesome, because you, sweetheart, you've got such a future in God. So I just want all of you, first I'm going to come back to you, cuddler, huggle. I just want to break where anybody's even, that thought's come into your mind. I want to break it now in Jesus' name. Okay, Father, I pray right now, and I break every curse, Lord, of death, and death to our spirits. Lord, where we've wanted to give up, we've wanted to die, we've even thought of suicide. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that that will be lifted off people right now in Jesus' name. And I break the power of it in the mighty name of Jesus. And sweetheart, I want you to renounce, just say, I renounce in the name of Jesus. The spirit of suicide. So I don't want it anymore. Because I want to live. And I want to declare the works of the Lord. So Lord, so can you put your hands out to her? Lord, I pray and break, Lord, every oppression, every spirit of depression, everything that's come down her family line, Lord, of death and suicide and early deaths. Yeah, there's early deaths here. And I break it right off you now, sweetheart, in Jesus' name. And I want you to breathe out. Can you hold that, Anna? I just want you to breathe out. And Father, the spirit of suicide and death come right off her. That's it, right off. Breathe it out, sweetheart. Right off you. Right off you, darling. Right off. Korababa. Yarabakaski. There it comes, right off. I can feel it there, right off. Right, one big breath. Spirit of death, come right off. Every thought of suicide, come right off. In Jesus' name, be gone. That's gone. Now, sweetheart, I want you to say again, I'm not going to die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Because God's got something amazing for you. And every bit of oppression and depression and every thought pattern and every nightmare, every bit of witchcraft formed against you, every generational curse of depression and death, I break off you in Jesus' name. There it goes. Thank you, Jesus. There's been a generational curse, sweetheart, and God's just broken it. Okay? You're beautiful. Yeah. You've got life. There you are. You go and have a cuddle with them. Yeah. Yeah, hallelujah. I remember having a spirit of death with my twin sister when she passed away when we were 27. And this, I was in France on the mission field, and this lady came up and said, oh, when one twin goes, the other goes. And so I accepted, and I was open, brethren, and I was vulnerable, and I was weeping for my twin sister. We're only 27. And that thing really came on me, the spirit of death. And I remember being at John Wimber's, and it came off me. And I remember the next day thinking, everything's green, everything's beautiful, God's creation is wonderful. You know, and it's awesome. Yeah. I'm really betwixt and between of where I go today, because I feel then the prophetic on me. But I'm just going to say this, but that God wants us to be holy. And our lifestyle to be holy. You know, when I was in QE, you know, I really saw how we need to be walking in holiness and purity. Because Edith's been there quite a few times too. So it really was something that changed me. Because I wanted to shine with the glory of his light. But, you know, the enemy hates you. And sometimes when you've been worshipping and singing in the Spirit, the enemy comes and tries to take you out. But I just know that we're in a day and an hour where we have to decide what we're going to do. We cannot have one foot in the world and one foot this way. We've got to be, choose ye this day whom you will serve, but for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. And we have to really do that. You know, and in Isaiah 35:8, a highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. You know, there's going to be a highway of pure holiness where our thoughts are of holiness. You know, as soon as I get agitated, the atmosphere changes. I've noticed atmospheres. You walk into atmospheres and there can be a change of atmosphere. And God wants us to notice the atmosphere. I tell you what, there's an atmosphere here of the glory of God. There's angels here, the presence of God. And I love being in that atmosphere. But we can change the atmosphere. And you know, when you walk in where people have been arguing, there's an atmosphere that you feel it. But we are atmosphere changers. And God wants us to walk in that holiness. In Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his ways preserveth his soul. Isn't that powerful? So we're to depart from all evil. You know, when we travel this highway of holiness, the things of the world must grow dim. I find that a lot of Christians are still doing things that aren't of God. And I believe God is saying, again, choose you this day whom you will serve. Will you choose the way of holiness? just time to spend with Jesus. I love it. I soak in his presence and I get plastered with his presence. I when I'm in his presence, I just go, God, let me go out there to the byways and highways. When we have the holiness on us, people are drawn to us. I went into a shop yesterday and they said, Trish, we love you. Every one of us just love you coming in here. You bring a different atmosphere. And I'm saying, God, let that be wherever we go, that we carry an atmosphere of his glory and of his holiness. I went to town on Friday and I thought, oh, I've got to have a cup of coffee. Girls got to have a cup of coffee. And I sat by this lady and because I can't keep quiet very long. And I'm a talker. Who said that? Kevin. Kevin. Anyway, I'll prophesy of him, yeah. And anyway, I was sitting by this lady and I said, hello, how are you? And she said, she was so Scottish, Kevin. She was broader than what you are, Kevin. And I said, you're Scottish. Lights went on, which didn't need to go on. And I said, I'm full-blooded Scottish. So we started up a conversation and then we started talking. And then I said, what happened? You know, your husband, she said he passed away 20 years ago. And I said, oh. I said, do you know what? I got into heaven. I said, heaven is so amazing. And I talked about what it was like in heaven. I said, you know, when we get to heaven, our bodies are healed. We're full of joy. No more tears. And she said, I can't believe that. And I said, truly. I said, when you know Jesus and you ask Jesus into your heart, you go to heaven. And I just kept talking. And she said, I want to believe this. I want to believe it. I want to believe it. And I said, it is so true. I'm finding it so amazing out there. I just evangelized and people are just touched. And she said, I want to see you again. I said, do you know where you can meet me? Do you know where? Coffee club. I said, you can meet me at coffee club. I'm mostly there at lunch times because I evangelize. I've led a person to the Lord and I'm going, and it's like it's getting bigger and bigger. And Clive says, does everybody know you here? We had lunch together. Hi, Trish, how are you, Trish? Oh, is that right, Trish? Yes, I'm good, Trish. And Clive goes, who don't you know? But you see, but we carry the atmosphere of the glory of God. And it's a highway of holiness. Because he wants us to glow with the glory of his presence. You know, we don't want this whirlwind of negativity and horrible words with the enemy, the accuser of the brethren. Oh. Hallelujah. I know God said that he wants to mantle you with new gifts. So, and I want you to say, God, what do you want me to do? Now, what gift would you like Jesus to give you right now? Is it evangelism? Is it prophetic? Is it intercession? Might be the lot. Shall we ask the Holy Spirit to come? Just be open. And Lord, I just lift off any spirit of unworthiness. Lord, I break off everything of an orphan spirit which stops people. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, we just say, Holy Spirit, come. I just want you to breathe them in. Just breathe them in and say, I want more than I've ever had before. Come on, say it out loud. I want more than I've ever had before. I don't want to be the same. I want to be used for your service. I want you to come and baptize me with fire. Just breathe them in now. Just breathe them in. Just believe for his promises. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. On all flesh. Lord, I pray you pour out your spirit. Lord, let the intercessors come forth in Jesus' name. Come on, cry out, intercessors. Cry out, cry out, cry out. I believe that God's going to say, I'm giving the gift of signs, wonders, and miracle. This is a time for it to come. And he's going to mentor you that you move in signs, wonders, and miracles. He wants us all. Who wants it? Get excited. Just say, God, I want it. Don't pass me by. I want to see the miracles. Lord, I pray that you put anointing. Some of you are going to feel a weightiness on your shoulders. Oh, some of you are going to feel it in your hands. See, when I had that vision of going to Israel and touching the sick, and the dead will rise, and people will be healed, and people will be saved. That's what God says, the time we're in now. The church is in it right now. For the time for miracles. We sung my message today. Is that awesome? Anna said that there's a real falling of the glory and raindrops coming down for healing. You know, but the part that I was going to preach is, you know, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And I just want to break off, Lord, I just want to break off where words have come against people, where words have come against the church, where the enemy is using words of where he's bringing dissension and division and all that. Lord, you say that when there's unity, you will come. And Father, I pray I'd take authority over all those words, those negative words, over the church and over individuals here. And what they've spoken even over themselves. Father, I break it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we see God said that you will be blessed and the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. And he wants to use you. And will you say, Lord, send me. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord a clap offering. It's just, you are so, so good. So, so good, Lord. We are thankful and we are absolutely just blessed.